and the time is 5 o'clock.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting Community Access Radio in Winnipeg, CKUW 95.9 FM.
CKUW 95.9 Winnipeg, providing you peace of mind with music that touches your soul.
Ron Robinson here with another edition of Pages, Radio for Readers, here for you for the next half hour. This half hour, well, what's on at the Winnipeg Public Library System? I was able to take a quick look at as well. A little Christmas music for you. Yes, gotta have it. Gotta have it, no question. The book pages from last week's Free Press. And yes, A Christmas Carol. I'm reading A Christmas Carol at Delivert. So is Another Voice. The Larnex That Walks Like a Man. And we'll play a little sample of what he's up to. Taking a quick look at the weather here now, and I see for this hour light snow, minus 11, with a wind chill of minus 19. Outlook for tonight, then, snow, windy, the low tonight, minus 18, with a wind chill of minus 30, and that will bite, no question. Friday, mix of sun and cloud, the expected high minus 19, but a wind chill there sometime during the day of minus 33. Now, I'm looking at the Winnipeg Public Library website. You can, too, if you look for their... Well, get the app, if you like, and then you can look for their programs and listings. Because I see they're doing the book-to-movie, Christmas with the Cranks. Luther Crank decides to skip Christmas and all the surrounding trappings to go on vacation with his wife, Nora. But when his daughter decides at the last minute to come home for the holiday, well, this coming Saturday, December 13th, 2 to 3:45 in the Carol Shields Auditorium. That's in the Millennium Library. Now, there's no charge. It's an open event. Drop in. It's a good-sized space for you there, too. Shouldn't be a problem. That's this Saturday, 2 o'clock. Family engineering fun. Build with Lego, Duplo, Keva planks, Kinex, and more. Models and creations, of course, remain in the library. So for children and their families, it's a drop-in this coming Saturday, 2 to 4, in the program room of the Westwood Library. It's an open event. This will be drop-in and tinker and play and learn about it. Aussi, Parlez-moi de Laine, Yarn and Yap. Venez rejoindre des autres adeptes du tricot, du crochet, et de tout ce qui se fait avec de la laine. We're talking wool, aren't we here? We're talking knitting, yes. This is at the Salmerie Lynn Bernard, Bibliothèque de Saint-Boniface. Registration for this event, is now closed. I saw the color and I thought, never mind, I've got something else for you. How about a puzzle swap? St. Vital Library on Monday, December 15th. It's an all-day event. It's for adults and seniors. Open event, just drop in. Got a puzzle you no longer want? Swap it with a different one to take home. We will be checking. They better be complete, is all I wanted to say. That's the Winnipeg Public Library online system. You can have a look at their programming, and it goes more than... I just give you the weekend, but no, you can go a month or two in advance at 3 minutes after five. Christmas on the horizon. Have you taken care of Christmas yet? Here's a man who has. You!
Christmas letter to St. Nick. Send it to the North Pole, to his workshop.
Did you dig it?
Take good care of Santa's business while he's away.
See, my letter to Santa came back, insufficient postage. Never mind, you can talk to Santa on December 24th on Radio Noon. Santa will be taking the children's calls there. Past years, it's been 12:30 on. You'd have to tune in, find out for yourself. December 24th, CBC Radio, Radio Noon. Talk to Santa. Looking at the Winnipeg Free Press book pages from last Saturday, big spread here. On travel writer turned wary spy back in action in Boyd's 1960 thriller, William Boyd. So his new book, The Predicament, a Gabriel Dax novel, reviewed by Alison Gilmore. Alison says, knack for pacey, persuasive storytelling. In The Predicament, a 1960 set tale, supplies his usual texture, descriptive prose, but struggles to deliver a compelling and cohesive plot. Allison has spoken. Look at the Paper Chase column, then, from Ben Sigurdson. Manitoba Writers Guild's 4th Annual Dave Williamson National Short Story Competition now open. It's named after local author Dave Williamson. Now accepting submissions between 2,500 words, 4,500 words. Annual prize, top award, comes with a cool $1,000. More information, submission guidelines. Okay, good. What about the deadlines? Open for submissions until February 15th, but details to enter, go to WFP, that'd be Winnipeg Free Press, WFP.to/Dave Award. Or you could pull out, of course, what I just said to you, the Winnipeg Free Press, the Saturday Free Press. I took for granted you were looking at the book pages, but then again, I see as well, bottom page of this half, new review of Louise Penny's new The Black Wolf, which is a new Inspector Gamache novel, yes, reviewed by Andrea Geary. Latest, out just in time for holiday gift-giving, very true. Many twists and turns contained within The Black Wolf, sure to please Penny's legion of fans. This must be 18, number 20, something like... The Black Wolf, then, out and available. And also, I see We the Raptors, 30 players, 30 stories, 30 years. This is the basketball team, of course. Douglas J. Johnson says, with all due deference to the Winnipeg Sea Bears, the NBA's Toronto Raptors is Canada's team when it comes to professional basketball. So, longtime Raptors games radio broadcaster Eric Smith and Ghent University English prof Andrew Bricker have penned a book of backstories to celebrate that mark and the team's history. That book again, We the Raptors, 30 players, 30 stories, 30 years. And then Douglas Johnson says, as celebrations go, it's not terribly moving. All right. Not batting 1,000 here today at 10 minutes after 5. Here's something, though. Christmas coming, and you're thinking warmth and heat and even something that dreams that takes you elsewhere. Well, were you at the Fringe this past summer? Yes, because Dwayne Forrest gave a wonderful memoir-laden story with music titled Bob Marley, How Reggae Changed the World He even says you can sing along. Well, he's back. It's a fundraiser for The Fringe, December the 11th to the 13th at The Warehouse. Showtime, 7:30. Forrest, as I say, back with his wonderful show, Bob Marley, How Reggae Changed the World, December the 11th to the 13th. That's tonight, December the 11th to the 13th, at The Warehouse. Showtime is 7:30. 15 minutes after 5.
I'm Terry Fallis, author of The Marionette, and you're listening to CKUW FM 95.9 in Winnipeg.
Once is enough. Thank you. So in the stores now, you may remember we chatted with Mr. Fallis, did we not? I see here on the machine he refuses to stop and go away now. Thank you. Good. December the 11th, born on this day, 1939, Thomas McGuane, he of 92 in the Shade. Remember that book? Also on this day in 1934, in a movement built on personal testimony, the first confession was Bill W.'s. The stock investor in New York, who on this day, with his drinking destroying his career and his life, bought 4 beers at a grocery to keep himself from going into withdrawal on the way to a Manhattan drying out clinic. He checked into the clinic 3 times before, but this time, those beers he bought became his last. On a day whose anniversary he would celebrate 36 times. 5 years later, Bill's story became the opening chapter of Alcoholics Anonymous, the book often known as the Big Book that became the Bible of the organization Bill W. founded. From A Reader's Book of Days, put together by Tom Nisley. Now, I was mentioning, I'm reading an abridged version of A Christmas Carol, December 18th and 19th at Delnavert Museum, which is on Carlton Street, just downtown. Showtime for me is 7:30, but I would say come for 7. Then you get to tour the house as part of the admission. You can throw your coat over a chair. There are no bad seats there, but we're in the new building at Delnavert Museum. And I'm doing, as I say, those nights. But also, the Larnex that walks like a man is back. And he's doing a 3 readings as well, and that's Richard Hurst.
Marley was dead to begin with. There is no doubt whatever about that. Old Marley was dead as a doornail. Scrooge never painted out old Marley's name. There it stood, years afterward, above the warehouse door. Scrooge and Marley. Oh, but he was a tight-fisted hand at the grindstone, Scrooge. A wheezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner. The cold within him froze his old features, nipped his pointed nose, shriveled his cheek, stiffened his gait, made his eyes red, his thin lips blue, and spoke out shrewdly in his grating voice. Once upon a time, of all good days in the year, on Christmas Eve, old Scrooge sat busy in his counting house. It was cold, bleak, biting weather, foggy withal, and he could see the people in the court outside go wheezing up and down, beating their hands upon their breasts and stamping their feet upon the pavement stones to warm them. The city clocks had only just gone 3, but it was quite dark already. It had not been light all day. The door to Scrooge's counting house was open, that he might keep his eye upon his clerk, who, in a dismal little cell beyond, was copying letters. Scrooge had a very small fire, but the clerk's fire was so very much smaller that it looked like one coal. But he couldn't replenish it, for Scrooge kept the coal box in his own room. And so, surely as the clerk came in with his shovel, the master predicted that it would be necessary for them to part company.
A Merry Christmas, Uncle! God save you!
It was the voice of Scrooge's nephew, who came upon him so quickly that this was the first intimation that he had of his approach.
Bah! Humbug!
He had so heated himself with rapid walking in the fog and frost, this nephew of Scrooge's, that he was all in a glow. His face was ruddy and handsome, his eyes sparkled, and his breath smoked again.
"Christmas a humbug, Uncle! You don't mean that, I'm sure."
"I do,"
said Scrooge.
"Merry Christmas! What right have you to be merry? You're poor enough."
"Come then, Uncle. What right have you to be dismal? You're rich enough."
"Bah! Humbug!"
"Don't be cross, Uncle.
What else can I be when I live in such a world of fools as this? What's Christmas to you but a time for paying bills without money? A time for finding yourself a year older and not an hour richer? If I could work my will, every idiot who goes around with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled with his own pudding and buried with a stick of holly through his heart."
"Uncle!"
"Nephew, keep Christmas in your own way and let me keep it in mine."
"Keep it? But you don't keep it."
"Let me leave it alone, then. Much good it may do you. Much good it has ever done you."
"There are many things from which I might have derived good, by which I have not profited, I dare say Christmas among the rest. But I have always thought of Christmas as a good time, a kind, forgiving, charitable, pleasant time. And therefore, Uncle, though it has never put a scrap of gold or silver in my pocket, I believe that it has done me good and will do me good. And I say God bless it.
Well, there we are. Talking about money, are we? Then if you've got any money in your pocket, you might want to think about coming to hear Richard Hurst reading A Christmas Carol at Dalneveret Museum, or myself. When and where and all details, go to Dalneveret Calendar online, because then it's all laid out for you quite clearly, the times, the place, etc. Or you can call Dalneveret, of course, during their working hours. And I would do it now because we may sell out. I'm just thinking, I know one show has sold out. There you go. That's Reading of A Christmas Carol at Dalneveret Museum. And starts on the 17th of December, and we're done by the 21st. Looking at Winnipeg Free Press then, from January 26th for Walter Wally, Arthur Zillman. Grew up in Waterloo, Ontario, started as a paper boy, doing errands, working in a furniture factory, joined the Royal Canadian Air Force, RCAF, 1948, as a firefighter. Did a great deal of work as well at the Legion branch and served in a variety of capacities. So let's make our march around the supper table tonight then. Je me souviens. The March of the Royal 22nd Regiment. I'm Ron Robinson. You've been listening to Pages, Radio for Readers. Back Saturday morning with Carol for the Saturday Morning Show, 6 till 8. Hope you can join us then. Stay tuned now for Up Next, Eat Your Arts and Vegetables. Tawny the Brave with Mr. Dave at 6. Leave you with Christmas in the ER.
Folks, you're listening to CKW 95.9 FM.